USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said the Trump administration has set a goal for 300 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine to be available for the American people by the end of the year. And he explains how they're going to get that done.
It's a goal of what we're going to mobilize the entire U.S. government and private sector to achieve. You know, these drug companies and vaccine makers, they all said it's going to take this amount of time because they're using their traditional approaches. The president said that's not acceptable. So what we're doing is wringing the inefficiency out of the development process to make the development side faster to get to safe and effective vaccines.
Face the nation. Azar also defended the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which is part of HHS, from criticism related to coronavirus testing, including the Trump administration has launched Operation Warp Speed to speed up the development and distribution of the vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
As millions of out-of-work Americans file for unemployment benefits, some of that money is reportedly going to a foreign crime ring, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
The New York Times is citing a memo from the U.S. Secret Service, saying agency investigators believe a well-organized group could be operating out of Nigeria. The report claims the group may have personal data on millions of people, from social security numbers to other information that was obtained through earlier hacking events. The coronavirus relief money are then being directly deposited by a state's unemployment office into scam accounts that the ring has set up. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York City hit its goal of 20,000 coronavirus tests per day 1 week early after partnering with a walk-in clinic. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced the city is working with CityMD to add another 6,000 tests per day across the 123 urgent care centers across the city. CityMD will also cover the testing for the uninsured. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Two former Democratic presidents released commencement messages to graduating high school seniors, and our own USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Former Commander-in-Chief Bill Clinton calling for them to work towards compromise rather than conflict.
Help to build, not tear down. Help to support, not demean. If you do, you'll find your own path to fulfillment and happiness.
In his message, former President Barack Obama took some thinly veiled shots at the Trump administration.
Doing what feels good, what's convenient, what's easy, that's how little kids think. Unfortunately, a lot of so-called grown-ups, including some with fancy titles and important jobs, still think that way, which is why things are so screwed up.
I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. military's mystery space plane rocketed toward orbit again, this time with an extra load of science experiments. It's the sixth flight of an X-37B, solar-powered plane that's flown by remote control without a crew. Officials aren't saying how long the spacecraft will remain in orbit or the purpose of the mission, but a senior vice president for the X-37B, Boeing's Jim Chilton, noted each mission has been progressively longer. The previous mission lasted a record 2 years, with a touchdown shrouded in darkness at NASA's Kennedy Space Center. The winged spacecraft resembles NASA's old shuttles, but it's one quarter the size at 29 feet long. The Air Force has two of these reusable space planes. Their home base is a former space shuttle hangar at Kennedy Space Center. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.